Okay, thank you again to Rav Shlomo Hershey for this opportunity to share some Torah, 5 Hasidic insights in Av Yisrael, especially these 3 weeks, to be able to focus a little bit on different aspects. Rav Shlomo Salanter, someone once came over to Rav Shlomo Salanter, the founder of the Musar movement, and asked him what is his kavanah should be when he's putting his talis on over his head. And the guy was expecting some arizal, some kavanas maybe, and the Rav Shlomo Salanter said, so pashut, he said, make sure when you put your talis on, you shouldn't hit the person next to you or behind you with your strings. Meaning, Rav Yisrael Salanter is saying, your ben adam l'makom shouldn't affect your ben adam l'chavero. Which reminded me of another story from Rav Yisrael Salanter. He was once walking in the street, but in the days of Yom Ha'orim, and he greeted one of his talmidim, he greeted one of his students, and the person was in a very, very serious mode, and he turned back to his chaver after, and he said, just because he has your shemaim, it shouldn't affect me. Meaning at the end of the day, he's in a very serious mode, it's very nice. But if your ben adam l'makom is affecting your ben adam l'chavero, then you're not understanding what a ben adam l'makom is. Ben adam l'makom and ben adam l'chavero, they should go hand in hand and not at the expense of each other. The second and third idea, we're going to try to connect Balak to Pinchas. Balak, the Av Yisrael, the Abdur Rebbe famously said that Balak is Rosh HaTevos, the Haftarecha Kamocha. And one of the Hasidim came over to the Av Yisrael, the Abdur Rebbe. So Rebbe, with all due respect, you know that every good Hasidish story, you need a good Hasid. It's Rebbe, what's Napshat? Balak is a base, Vahavta is a Vav. Okay, the Lamed works, but Kuf, and Kamoich is a Chaf. It's not Vahavta Kamocha. Says the Oiv Yisrael, a beautiful insight, especially when Avis Yisrael, he says, when it comes to Avis Yisrael, when it comes to loving Jews, the little things don't matter. The little differences don't matter. Of base is a Vav, or a Kuf is a Chaf. The Devi Yechezkel, number 3, the Shinever, the son of the Devi Chaim, Moshe Rabbeinu davens to the Rabbonu Shalom in this week's Parsha. Moshe Rabbeinu wants to make sure that there's someone who's going to be sheyotze lefnei she'ein lahem l'roa. He doesn't want them to be klal, so to be left without a shepherd. And the Shinever says that a beautiful insight. He says, what does a she'ein lahem l'roa mean? A shepherd is someone who cares for each one of his flock. A shepherd is not someone who just sees a nation or sees his family as all one unit. He sees them as individuals. A shepherd sees them, and that's where Moshe Rabbeinu was down into the Rabbonu Shalom, that the person, the leader for Klal Yisrael after him should be someone who sees everyone as an individual, who sees everyone with their own particular challenges and their own particular things, and looking at them as an individual. Chanoch l'nar al-pi darko. How important are these messages of Av Yisrael? Not looking at the differences, and to make sure we look at everyone as each an individual. Number 4, we say from Rav Yisrael Zalman Meltzer, the Mishnah tells us the Perkei Avos, the Perek Aleph, Mishnah Tezvav. Mishnah says, Shammai Omer Aseis Rosh Kevo, you should make Torah study permanent, and more Ma'at Basera Bey, speak little and do a lot. And a Mekabel is called Onim Sever Panim Yofos. So you should be very careful to greet everyone with a good smile. And the Rishon Zalman Meltzer, like any big Rav, would always have a lot of audiences with a lot of people, private audiences. And sometimes he would take a few moments between every individual to make sure that he would greet everyone. Everyone is an individual. And and to make sure that he felt glad to see them if he hadn't seen them in a long time, or even if he saw them for the first time, because everyone deserved that smile. Everyone deserved that excitement. That is what a Ro is. That a Ro is someone who looks at everyone as Pesiv Panim Yofos. Every single person deserved a smile from Mr. Zalman Meltzer, and he even took time out of his schedule in between appointments to be able to make sure to show that, it would be sincere and genuine simcha. And finally, the 5th and final idea, the 3 weeks is all about Av Yisrael, v'havdurecha kamocha, to loving our friends like ourselves, says this, v'asemes v'havdurecha kamocha, you have to love your friend like yourself, but before you love others, who do you have to love? You have to love yourself. You have to have self-confidence in yourself, and then you'll make sure not to only see love and only see good in others. But first, you have to love yourself. These 5 ideas, let's just review quickly. Rishal Salanter said, someone once came to ask him the kavanah to putting on his talis, make sure you don't hurt the person behind you. Right? When he's walking on Yom Ha'orim, and someone didn't smile back to him, he says, that person's your shemaim shouldn't affect me. The Oiv Yisrael, number 2, says, Balak is Rosh HaTevas, V'Avtech Kamocha. No, it's not. Bezes Avav, Kuf HaZachav. Says the Oiv Yisrael, when it comes to Av Yisrael, the little things don't matter. A base is a vav, a kuf is a chaf. Number 3, the Devar Yechezkel, in this week's Parsha, Chavzayin Yitzayin, Moshe davens to the Rabbonu Shalom, Asher Ein Lahem Roa, make sure the congregation has a shepherd. A shepherd cares for every single sheep, every single individual, as their individual own case. And that's number 4, Rav Yisrael Zalman Meltzer tells us the Mishnah Pirkei Avos, if the Mekabas call them Sefer Panim Yofos, and you take time out of his schedule, in between appointments, to make sure to show simcha to every single person that came to him. And then finally, Sfasemis tells us, love your friend like yourself. Before you love others, who do you have to love? You have to love yourself. We should be zochet to take these 5 Hasidic insights on Av Yisrael, especially during the 3 weeks. Shkoach.